Just like the pool of Bethesda, it's been stirred today. The angel came, stirred that water. What do we want today from the Lord? Spirit seems to be saying, just exalt him, lift him up. He is worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. What do you, how do you feel about the Lord today? What testimony do you have burning in your heart that you'll share with us that will take us to another level? Just feel out on after the Spirit. We're not novices here today. We've come to worship His mighty name, to lift Him up. So just praise Him. Praise Him with a song. Praise Him with a poem. Praise Him with your heart.
I don't want to push her, but a couple of weeks ago, I picked her up at school, and she's wearing glasses to read, and so her glasses fell on the floor of my car, and I said, honey, pick them up, put them in your bag so you won't lose them. And so went on, you know, it was Friday, and so Chelsea and Philip asked me that weekend if I had the glasses, could I look in the car, and I said, oh, something about if the glasses were there. I don't remember exactly the conversation, but I said, let me go. I said, I know that they fell in the car. Let me go look. And I went and looked, and I got my flashlight, went everywhere, nothing. And I, oh, man, I got a chill because I thought, oh, no, we stopped at Barnes & Noble. I bet you they fell out on the street, you know, I mean the parking lot. And I was kind of like, oh, hoping that wouldn't be the problem, but I didn't say anything to them. So in the meantime, I was praying, and Hannah said she was praying too, and I said, Lord, we need a miracle for those glasses, you know, because Chelsea was so worried that they would be lost or broken or whatever. So she gets to school, and she goes to her desk, and lo and behold, they were there. Now, the teacher saw her with her glasses. She goes, Hannah, do you know that's a miracle? She goes, you had those glasses in your hand, and I saw them in the car. And she was like, Ma Nina, God did a miracle for me. I said, I know, honey. I said, you don't have to be big. You know, God will deal with children. And oh, my God, we were so happy and know that that was God. And she's, you know, learning that, you know, she doesn't have, like I said, you have to be big. And she's little. I said, as long as you pray and ask, and you shall receive. And so I done told, well, I didn't say everything, but, and I, you know, like I said, I want her to get up and say something, but she was very excited. She goes, I got up my first miracle, Nan. I got my first miracle. I said, yes, you did, honey. And I'm bragging about God, because that's God. God's the one that did that. And I praise him. And I know that also that, you know, we all go through storms and stuff, you know, but it's like, seems like, you know, I go to this little bitty ones here and there, and I just want to take control of them. Well, I was reading the Bible, and then I was watching a Bible movie that, like, almost at the same time, God showed me through that. It was when, you know, I don't know in the Bible if it says that what's his name? Abraham tied his son's arms, but in the movie, you know, they were tied, and he'd come to me. He goes, when your hands are tied, you can't do anything. God is in control. Because God was in control of that situation there with Abraham. And so therefore, he's in control of my storms, by whatever I'm going through. So I need to not worry or, you know, get upset about it. But it's just the human and the woman emotional person in me that I let those things get in the way and try not to, but I'm just thankful that God, and then, you know, I was reading the Bible and that at the same time, and I knew that it was God, and Stan walked in and saw me, you know, crying. He asked what was wrong. I said, I'm okay. And then Sister Cheryl's song I found on my memory that was on there about the storms, and I thought, oh my God. And I played it loud so he could hear it, and, you know, he enjoyed it. And I said, I needed to hear that, Stan. I needed to. He said, you're going to be okay. I said, I know I'm going to be okay. And he also, it just makes me feel good, because that's not like him to say things like, he said, you know, we've been married 44 years, but I've never told you this, that I appreciate that you took a stand and stayed in church. And he goes, you and my son are my link, that maybe there's hope for me. He just told me this yesterday. And I said, as long as there's breath, there's hope. And I said, you know, but I'm not going to force you, and I'm not going to preach to you, because, you know, as he goes, well, you have been a testimony, and I appreciate, you know, you standing up, and I don't ever want to keep you from doing that. And he gives me, he's working part time, and he'll give me $5, $10, whatever, from his small checks that he gets. He says, I don't want the Lord mad at me. Now, you put that in the church. I said, I will, but I'm going to put it in with my regular big tithe, so it'll be bigger, because I write a check instead of putting the cash in. So that's why I don't put no cash in. I write a check. But he's very self-conscious about that. You know, I remember in the past, he would, when things were happening, he'd be like, are you paying our tithes? And I go, yes, I am. He goes, I don't want God mad at me. And I said, well, don't worry, I'm paying them. But I'm thankful. I'm so thankful that that my husband can see that I, you know, even though I might not see it, because I feel like I go a step forward and then I go two backwards. You know, that's the way I feel sometimes. But, you know, I've had other people say, no, you're okay. You know, as long as you don't sit down and just sulk like I used to years ago. Oh, woe is me. Somebody hurt my feelings, and I'm going to praise God because, you know, this and that. God didn't do it to me. And so, therefore, if I'm down or whatever, he's going to get my praise, because he's worthy of my praise. And no matter whatever I'm going through, I'm going to do it. And I always said, whatever it takes, Lord, whatever I have to go through, I will praise you. I mean, he's going to have to kick me out the door before I leave. But I'm here to stay.
His presence tonight, and he is worthy. I don't know what was wrong with me this afternoon. I just was like weak. I could not hardly get ready for church, and I thought, I'm gonna go, you know, and just getting ready. And I thought, well, maybe I need to drink some water, because sometimes when you're real tired, you're dehydrated. And so I got ready and I went, and then I came in here and felt this deep, deep covering of God. And I just appreciated it so much. I needed it so much. I was thinking, you know, I have trouble dehydrating real easy. And I know a lot of people do, but I have even more so. And I sometimes forget to drink unless I'm just in the Dominican and it's no air conditioning and I'm drinking a lot. But I forget to drink, you know, water. And I'm so thankful that in Little Rock we have, I like the water. It's good, you know, to drink right from the faucet. But I was thinking about what my body does when I don't eat right and when I'm dehydrated. My vision's blurred. I'm weak. I have no desire. I get depressed. If I don't eat right, you know, I think, what is wrong with me? I don't know what's wrong in my mind today. I don't know why. What's wrong with me. I go, oh, you forgot to eat. And I do forget to eat sometimes if I'm busy. Now, that don't mean if I see a piece of chocolate, I'm not going to eat that and grab it and run. But I was thinking about spiritually, you know, I was so like, oh, God, I don't know if I can, I've got to make it. I'm going to get in trouble if I don't make it to church. I wasn't thinking about God. I was thinking about my husband. Why weren't you in church? And I was thinking about when the spiritual side, that you get dehydrated if you don't eat the Word of God and you don't drink of His Spirit and you don't take care of yourself. You know, for a while, I don't know if anybody knew it, because I'm not one of these people. I don't think you should be a fake, but I don't think you should go to church like, oh, God, I just feel horrible. You just don't know what I go through. You know, I could be mad at my husband and you wouldn't know it. Well, you might, but I think I've overcome that part. But I was thinking that without that spirit and that water, how dehydrated I get spiritually. I went through when Mom was so sick, and it's taken me a while to get through that. I was, even as a pastor's wife, I was in a valley. I was in a valley of having to, that I couldn't really feel God. And it wasn't God, it was me. And I knew it, and I've been praying, you know, I was praying, Lord, you know, I know this is me, and I need you to help me, you know, through this. And He did. But today, I was telling Cindy today, I think I need water, you know, I'm not going to, you know, then when we went to eat, I drank tea. And so tonight when I came and I got that deep, rich, it's been so long. I mean, I didn't get out the floor. You don't have to do that. It's nice, but to get that deep into it. But I felt that covering. It wasn't just feeling His touch. It was that covering. And I felt He is so worthy. I just wanted to go up to some people and shake them and say, lift your hands up and tell Him He's worthy. If you'll do that, you won't be surprised what's fixing to happen to you. Because that's all you had to do tonight is say, you're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. And I could just feel Him so, oh, la la la, ya, sadadi, ya, hi. Oh, God. I'm not worthy. I don't beat myself up anymore, because that's not what He wants from us. He wants us to keep going. But I thought, oh, Lord, it was a battle for me to get here tonight. The humidity was just draining me. So I got me a glass of water and I walked out the door. I said, maybe that's what's wrong with me. But that wasn't what's wrong with me. That drink I got when I got here, Sister Inez, His sister Inez probably was dragging herself to church tonight. She goes, I don't care how weak I feel, but I'm getting there. And she got here, and God probably made her a little bit stronger tonight. I feel stronger tonight. I don't know, Sister Holly. That was just so good. And it's not, you said, well, haven't you ever felt that before? Yes, it's been a while. It wasn't God's fault, but it's been a while, and I just appreciate it so much that he reached down and gave me a drink and hydrated my spiritual side. I've got to work on the natural and the spiritual, and I appreciate it so much. And I do have a problem. I don't eat the Word of God enough. I have a reading problem. I'm dyslexic, but I have it on tape, you know. So I have no excuse. I have to sit there and go over it and over it. And if you don't have that problem, and I never knew what was wrong with me until I was in my 40s. But once you learn what that problem is, it's like other problems. Once you learn what that problem is, it's such a lifting, because you know what's wrong and you can work on it. And I appreciate it so much for God's covering tonight, and I appreciate every one of y'all here.
Certainly appreciate the Lord tonight. Appreciate this spirit that is here. The songs that we were singing, they, has exalt him. And how worthy he is,
yes.
How unworthy I am, but he still deals in my life. He still opened my eyes.
Yes.
Let me see. I was just a young man out in the world, 23 years old, and he pulled me out of there. I didn't come on my own. There's things that happened that caused me to look this way. I didn't even know this was a way. I didn't know anything. And some friends of mine, they broke into my house and stole my guitar and did all kinds of things. And I'm sitting there in that room and really crying out loud. I said, I don't want to be the way that I am. Because I felt like they had done that because of me. And I didn't know there was anyone listening. But I cried out in a loud voice that I didn't want to be the way that I was. And from that time on, things started happening. I went to a bookstore and found a book. It said Great Lake Planet Earth. Well, I said, oh, that sounds like aliens to me. I'm going to get it. You know, I was into that. And I started reading that, and I thought, no one told me this was going to happen. I didn't know if it's true or not. So I thought, well, I'll get me a Bible. And I started to read the Bible. And started to find out if this was true or not. And I got to a place where I said, Lord, I'll go to church if you'll just show me where your church is. Because the ones that I knew he wasn't there. I didn't find him. I didn't even know really what to look for. But because they stole my guitar, I went out and bought another one. I happened to have it with me, and somebody invited me out to church because they also wanted to learn how to play the guitar. So I told them I'd give them a few lessons. But they invited me out to church, out to DeSoto, Kansas, a little church that Brother Winters was at. And I went out there, and God saved me that night. Never been to a church like that, didn't know anything about it, but he started to deal with my heart. And Brother Winters would say, the Lord's dealing with somebody. Would somebody come on? Just come on down. He opened up the altars, and I am shy, and I thought, if somebody would go down, I'd go, but nobody went down, and it got to the point where I said, I don't care if anybody goes down, I'm going. Well, this is what the Lord has done. He called me out of the world. He opened my eyes. Let me see this. That's why I love Him. That's why I want to serve Him. I want to know Him better. I want to lift Him up as the songs were saying. Said, if I be lifted up, He'll draw all men. He'll draw all men unto Him. He drew me, and He will draw you if you'll just let Him. You know, that was my thing. I fought against most everything. But He gave me a chance. And I really, truly appreciate what He's done. I'm not done. I'm not finished. I still got a long ways to go. But I know that He's worthy. I know that when it said that no man could open the seals, open the books, but they said, don't worry. There's one worthy. There's one worthy to open the seals. And He came down and He made a way for us. He's worthy. I appreciate Him. That's what He's done for us. Given us a chance. I want to praise Him. I want to lift Him up. I want to give my life to Him. You know, why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I want to do that? I appreciate what He's done. If you appreciate what He's done, you'll give yourself to Him. That's raising Him up. That's lifting Him up. He's the most important thing in your life. He has to be. If something else is more important, there's something wrong. If somebody missed tonight, they missed something. You know that? Just to be able to feel that covering that was here tonight. Yeah, it wasn't pumped up, didn't have to do anything, just sing a few songs. Let the Lord work on your mind, touch your heart, and He'll come in and He'll give you what you need. He's done that so many times. I don't want to take that for granted and think, oh, well, he just owes it to me. No, He doesn't. I appreciate Him doing it every time. Whatever. It just shows how much He cares, how much He truly loved us to go and really do what He did to make a way for us. There was no way before. There was no way that this could happen without Him. And He's done that. He's given us a chance. I'm the only one that can stop myself from going on. You know, that's really how you fail, is when you give up, when you quit. So you don't quit. You always do all that you can to get here, because you never know what's in store, what is going to happen tonight. I don't know. And I trust Him. I expect Him to be here. He will be here. I just want to open my heart and let Him in. That's where it grows in your life, is when you let Him in. So I just appreciate. I always love coming to Little Rock. I I came here before this was here. When I came in was in 73. And I believe Brother Tucker had a meeting in 74, if I remember right, at Convention Center or something. This, you know, it was, what was it? Yes, the fairgrounds, that's it. Oh, yes, and the devil subject got on the table, too. Whew. That was my, and I was young. I was new. And I also had my opinion, you know, but it was there. I appreciate this assembly. I just appreciate, and that's what I mean. I appreciate the opportunity that I had to come in those days with those men. They had something. They, and not that we don't have something, but they had something there. And they've passed these things on to us. And our time is coming. It's coming. God is getting ready to do something. I want to be here when He does. I want to be ready. I want to get rid of everything that's not like Him, that I can be a part. Because He is, He's going to bring this to an end. He's going to finish it, and we can be a part of it if we desire to, if we want to, if we don't quit. I'm not going to quit. There's nothing to come up that I have to quit. It just makes me want to go on. I want to find out what He's doing, what He's going to do. I know that it's not where it needs to be yet, but just as it was back then, we'll see the dead raised. We'll see healings. God is getting ready to do things. And I want to be a part of it. Not just for those things. That isn't why I'm here. I'm here because I love Him. I love Him. He's worthy. He is worthy of everything that we have to offer Him. He's worthy. And I appreciate Him. So I'm just glad to be here today.
That old saying, when God is here, it's awfully simple. When it's not, it's simply awful. Well, tonight is one of those awfully simples. When the Lord shows up, when He comes in and you feel that wonderful Spirit, you just want to reach out and say, God, I'm so thankful that You've given me this opportunity to know that, you know what, He is worthy. Have we not heard that tonight, church? That He is worthy. Worthy is the Lamb of God. That was going over my mind, and I appreciate Brother Stafus and the words he had right there. My wife looked at me and smiled because, don't you love it when you're talking to, you know, your family about something, and then in church someone says something to back it up? You're like, yeah, see, I was right. You know, not that I was saying that by any means. I'm just saying that, you know, you feel that the Lord is talking to us. God, I want to have those ears to hear. I want to have those eyes to see. Like Sister Smith was talking about, I don't want to get dehydrated or malnourished in the Lord. I need to be able to come to the spout where the glory comes out, open up and say, God, let that water flow. Let it be like a river of living water to fill me up with what I need today. Because what I was talking about with my children and my wife was, and you related to this, an expectation, you know, of, all right, why are we going there tonight? Why am I going to 8101 Colonel Glenn the 16th of May, this Saturday? Why am I going there tonight? Is it to check it off a list? Is it because I'm comfortable with it? I'm used to it? Is it because I want to worship the Lord? Is it because I need a closer walk with Him? Is it because I know my life depends upon it? What am I going there? And what am I expecting when I get there? On the day of Pentecost, when it was fully come, they were in one mind and one accord. They were sitting up there. They were waiting. They had an expectation because Christ had said, wait until you be endued with power from on high. We felt that power from on high tonight. That Holy Ghost isn't dead. The Spirit of the Lord is still around. You can feel it like a rushing mighty wind, and it'll fill this house. The more we have that expectation, the more that I realize in my life that He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. Can we say it, church? He is worthy. Worthy is our great and wonderful God. I can't help but know that, you know, the reason that David was a man after God's own heart, the reason that was said that way is because he got it. He got that. He may have made many really bad mistakes. Okay? I can say I haven't made some mistakes like David, okay? I mean, you know, we won't go into those. But he knew, even when he was confronted with it, who he really had offended. He knew, God, I've offended you. Lord, I've hurt you, and that's where I've made my mistake. Have mercy. Let me fall on the rock and be broken. He understood that. And I was thinking about Psalm 8. We've all heard it. Most of us have quoted it. In school, we had to memorize it and quote it. But thinking about just picturing God, just how great and awesome He really is. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth, who has set Thy glory above the heavens. I mean, just think about it. You know David was inspired truly to write this. He must have just been thinking about how great God truly was, how worthy. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast Thou ordained strength. And Brother Painter taught not too long while back a place where Christ references that and how He says, how He has perfected praise. Perfected praise. Think about that right there. That strength is perfected praise. When we're down, when we're not feeling that Spirit, all we have to do is raise our hands. You know what? We may be in a place, we not actually raise our hands, but if I will just get in that closet, if I'll just go into my closet and start thinking, God, You're worthy. No matter the situation that I'm in, no matter what the circumstances, God, You're worthy. God, I want to lift You up in my heart. I want to lift You up in my life. And as I'm doing that, strength is being given from on high. Strength through that wonderful Holy Ghost leading and guiding me in the steps that I have to take, and because He is going to direct those steps if I'll just trust in Him. That's that strength that I want to remember. I don't want to neglect to remember that, because I'm cheating my own self then. I'm cheating myself out of my inheritance when I don't call on God, when I don't praise Him. Now, I say that as far as in certain scenarios, but as Sister Smith was saying a second ago, Sister Smith, amen is all I can say to what you said. Amen! Because I felt the same way. That's why, I apologize, son, but that's why I called my son over. Because we're talking about things, and you know, he's at the age, life's getting a little more challenging. There's different things coming up. He's going into a different time in his life. And we have other young men the exact same age. They're going into a transitional period in their life. It's not, they're not kids anymore. They're moving into that young adult stage. They're going to have more responsibility. Things come up that sometimes mom and dad may not be right there to guide them. Now they got to go back to, what have I been taught? What has God put in my heart? Well, in this place, this is an opportunity we have that when we feel those wonderful times of refreshing, when we feel the Spirit of the Lord like that, to do like Sister Smith said, to just lift our arms, to praise His name, because that's all He's asking for, is just worship me. Worship me. Worship me. Praise me. Lift me up. And it's not because God's not a narcissist, but He's worthy. He is worthy of all praise. I'm taking a breath. It's His. I'm taking a step. It's the strength that He's given me. Everything that I am is all from Him. He is worthy. And today, He's just trying to get us to see, church, to lift me up. Lift Him up today. Lift up the Lord in your heart. Lift Him up. And we're in a safe place. We come in here, no one, I know I can say this with an open conscience, with no problem. Not a single person here will make fun of you if you lift your hands. And this outward expression of a praise, it's a lot like baptism. You know, when you're baptized, that's an expression to others. It's an outward profession of your faith that God has forgiven my sins. It's a way for you to go back to a landmark. This is no different. When we have an opportunity to come in here to lift our hands, this is what I'm saying is, God, you know what? He's way up there. Christ is not, I can't say He's not, I can't see that He's right here. But if I can, by my expression of surrender, by my expression of reaching out to Him, if I can feel a little bit more of His Spirit, then let me see how high I can get Him. You know, there's even a comedian that talks about the different types of hand deals. Okay, and I related. It was pretty funny on some of it. But what this is it's just a showing of God. Lord, I've surrendered. I need You, Lord. And I admit and I know You're worthy. You're worthy of my praise, and I want to give it. Because what did Christ say to those Pharisees when they were telling the crowd to be quiet, when they were saying, Hosanna, Hosanna to the highest? Be quiet, be quiet. He said, if they be quiet, the very rocks will cry out. Well, church, I know this, that no rock will ever have to cry out, because at 8101 Colonel Glenn, we still know how to praise the name of the Lord. We still know how to lift His name up. We still know how to magnify the God in heaven and Christ Jesus who came and gave His life. You know what? He's worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. You know, I can put a kibosh on my mind if I'll just praise the Lord. If I can just say, get thee behind me. Don't even, you're not going to go there with me because I serve a mighty God. You're not going to take those negative thoughts and put them in my mind. I'm talking to me right now, all right? I'm not going to allow it. I'm going to worship. I'm going to praise God. I'm going to lift Him up because I know that's what I need to get closer to Him. David says, when I consider the heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? And we know that this, unless it's talking, it's a prophecy, it's a foreshadowing of Christ. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. And David didn't want to leave it there. He wanted to reemphasize, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. How worthy is the Lamb. How worthy is he of my praise. I can confess to you that when we had a basketball team here many years ago, I cheered to the point of no voice. And I don't know that we were worthy of that, okay? There were some games that it was like, yay, oh, thank the Lord, it's over. Because, you know, it was, anyway, I'm just saying. I've cheered at professional sporting events. I've gotten with the crowd, and you can feel that spirit. But this spirit that we felt here today is life, and more abundant life. So whenever I feel that spirit, when I feel a touch of the Holy Ghost, when I feel that water flowing, Lord, I want to lift those hands because I want to dive on in. I want to get more of that today. And I'm not gonna go long here, but Brother Stephens, he just, boom, he hit exactly where I was thinking on my mind also. I love, honestly, I tell you, the Houston meeting, I think it was, I think 3 years back now. Caleb, how long ago was that that you, Brandon, and Zach and I went to that Jesus meeting? Was that 3 years ago? Okay, don't make me feel older. Okay, so 2 to 3 years, somewhere in that time frame, they sang a song that that they used some of Revelation 5, talking about being worthy, talking about the Lamb. And I tell you, ooh, the spirit that came in there, I mean, you could just feel, it was like God was saying, listen to these words. Understand the picture that it's talking about. And whenever Brother Stephens referenced this, I had also felt to just mention this right here in Revelation 5, just to give the backdrop, in verse 1 he says, and I saw, John speaking, in the right hand of him that sat on the throne, a book written within and on the backside, sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And this next verse, boy, it makes you, you know, it's like, oh, wait a minute, what? What's this about? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. Now, you know, if we stopped right there, that ends pretty sadly. That doesn't give much hope. And you can see how it even affected John. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. But wait, there's more. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the 7 seals thereof. And I behold, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and on the 4 beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the 4 beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which were the prayers of the saints. The prayers of the saints. God does not have a deaf ear. God has that, that's referenced, and it's metaphorical. It's not, in, I don't think God truly has this huge big bottle in the sky with all our tears, but it's a picture to get us to understand every time that we have been through something that was for His name. Every time we've suffered, every time we've hurt, He remembers, Sister Cindy. He remembers the tears of our mothers and our fathers when they're aching for their children. He remembers the tears whenever our loved ones are no longer with us. He remembers the tears of our pain. God will not forget. Those are there in that bottle. He's worthy. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And hast made us, that's you and I, saints, unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. There's not just 144,000 today, saints. That bride's a lot bigger. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, unto the Lamb, forever and ever. And the 4 beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. Saints, that's a beautiful picture here today. We understand that he truly is worthy, and we are a part of that. That's our calling, to be a part of that bride of Jesus Christ, to rule and reign with Him for 1,000 years, and then on out through the ceaseless ages. On out through the ceaseless ages, where we don't even have an idea of what He has in store for us. So let me ask you, is He worthy of our praise? Is He worthy of our praise? Is He worthy of our thanksgiving? Is He worthy of me to give my life? Because I may not have much, but what I have is His already anyway. So I just want to say I appreciated that as well, Sister Smith. I was coming with an expectation of, Lord, I want a closer walk with You. I want today to matter to You, Lord. I want to move one more step closer. So tomorrow, I'm not where I was today. And then tomorrow, when we have another service and another opportunity to feel this wonderful Spirit of the Lord, to just get that much more closer to the Lord, to feel more of His Spirit, to get more of that Holy Ghost deep down inside. I'm ready. I'm ready. Hey, bring on Sunday. I'm ready for it. I need more of a touch from Him. And I want to say it was wonderful to have Brother and Sister Stephas. They didn't even realize that we had service, and they just said, well, hey, the pool's open. We're there. They're there. And also, Brother Aaron, it's always a pleasure to see you back there, brother, working with us, trying to bring in that Spirit. Thank you, brother. Thank you for mingling your wine with us today. We're going to have a normal Saturday night where we have the food downstairs. And so come and eat with us. We've got chicken fingers and French fries and good old cheddar cheese on top and wonderful nourishment for the physical body. Tomorrow we provide more of the spiritual, but right now we're going to have the physical aspect. And also I believe that if Brother Stewart would come forward, we have something a little different tonight that we want to do in relation to honoring one of our graduates here at the First Gospel Church. It's a great feat to make it through school, to make it through 13 years and get ready to move on to the next part of your life. So I'll yield the pulpit to Brother Stewart.
Custom here to honor the people who reached a milestone in furthering the education. We've had several people this year. I think it was Tara. She got a master's degree this year. Jonathan Crafton received his bachelor's. Brandon Hughes, he graduated this year, didn't he? He got his bachelor's. Alex got her associate's. And have I missed anybody? Blake graduated high school. Who did? Oh, did she? Well, that's good. That's good. All right. I guess there is one more person, my daughter, Rachel. Oh, did she? High school? Well, that's good. Anybody else? All right. Well, Rachel will come on down, and we have a certificate we'll have to give her since she's here, and let's give everybody a hand, all right? You got to walk fast, Rachel. Takes a long time to get through high school, get through college. I got some flowers for you too, though. Thank y'all.
To celebrate that blessed event. If everyone will go ahead and stand, we'll get ready to dismiss. We know our standing needs here in the church. We don't ever want to forget to mention Sister Inez and Brother and Sister Crow, Sister Crafton. How is your father? Wonderful. And I know I can speak for the church and say when we see him come through those doors, he's going to get a greeting like no one's ever gotten before. I mean, you know, when I see him, I'm going to be like, whoa, yeah! You think, wow, that guy's crazy. So it'll be wonderful. We will all. It'll probably start the service, boom, right there. It'll be that crazy. I can feel that. Any other needs that we, Sister Thompson? Okay, Sister Sally Gowan had surgery. All right, let's remember her. Brother Paul's with her. Brother Caleb?
Most people here know that Hannah's great-grandmother just recently passed away.
Right.
Well, I just found out that her uncle, also her mom's brother, Billy, just passed away today.
Oh, my goodness.
So I would appreciate it if y'all continue to keep
going. All right, let's remember that family, definitely, definitely. And to remember Brother Smith, he is in the Dominican. Let's lift him up always.
Yeah.
Let's really lift him up in Sister Smith's request there. I'll tell you, when I got the opportunity to go with Brother and Sister Smith to Dominican, and I remember one night in particular, we were at Brother Cyprian's, and the Spirit was just all over him. But whenever he was done, I mean, you could just tell he was done. I mean, physically, it just wore him out. And I can remember looking at him. I had a different realization that night as far as how God was using him. And I mean, truly, just the burden that he carries for the churches over there as well for us. So let's really lift him up and be praying for him that God gives him the strength that he needs, because we also need him here in Little Rock. Any others? Other needs? All right, well, let's... Go ahead, Sister Abraham. Okay, let's remember her grandson, Jonathan. Most remember Jonathan, and she has an unspoken request. Elisha? A special unspoken, all right. Brother Durham? Okay. Okay, the Weaver family, Sister Reva's sister's father-in-law. Okay, let's remember that family in this time of need. And let's lift up the Lord tonight, appreciate his wonderful spirit, and let's come expecting tomorrow what else God will do and what can we do for him and lift him up in his people. Dear Lord, we appreciate you, God. Thank you for this night, Lord. For your wonderful blessing, Lord. Appreciation, Lord. Oh, God. Dear Lord, for the realization, God. We know you are worthy, Lord, of all praise, of all honor. Oh, God, we love you so much, dear Jesus. God, each one of these requests that have been mentioned here tonight, Lord. God, Sister Watson, Lord, touch her, dear Jesus, in a deep way, dear Lord. Touch her, God. Oh, Jesus, we'll lift you up, dear Jesus. Oh, Lord. Each and every one, Lord. Brother Smith, as he's in the Dominican, God, give him strength, Lord. Give him the words he needs for each one of those churches, dear Lord. Strengthen him in the body of Christ, Lord. Oh, God. We want to lift you up, Lord. Oh, God, help us here, Lord. Help us, Lord. We need you more and more each and every day, dear God. Oh, God, give us traveling mercies as we go home tonight. Bless the food. Lord God, make it nourishing our body as we fellowship together in worship of you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Shake hands and be friendly.